Welcome to Storytime with Dad. Today, we'll be reading The Amazing Speedy Flash. Once upon a time, in a bustling city filled with tall buildings and busy streets, there lived a superhero named Speedy Flash. Speedy Flash was no ordinary person. He had a special superpower that made him the fastest person in the world. He could zoom around the city at lightning speed, so fast that you could barely see him move. But Speedy Flash wasn't always the fastest superhero in the world. As you probably know, every superhero has a backstory. This was also true for Speedy Flash. At one time, he was just an ordinary boy named Charlie. Charlie also lived in the city with his family. But you see, Charlie was always in a hurry. He would rush everything he did and run around everywhere he went, to school, to the park, and even around the house. He was just a ball of energy, and his parents were constantly telling him to slow down and focus on what he was doing. One day, Charlie found himself caught in a thunderstorm while running home from the library. As he dashed through the shimmering streets, lightning cracked through the sky, illuminating his path with brilliant flashes of light. It was during one of these flashes that Charlie realized he was in trouble. His hair began to stand on end, and he felt the goosebumps on his neck raise up. He had no time to think. In a panic, he took off running. Using the speed he'd built over a lifetime of hurrying around, Charlie tried desperately to find cover and outrun the lightning bolt that began to spit out of the clouds. Of course, he couldn't outrun lightning. The bolt struck down from the sky, hitting Charlie. A dazzling light surrounded him, and he felt a surge of power coursing through his body. When the light faded, Charlie realized he was standing miles away from where he had just been seconds ago. He had moved so fast it was like teleporting. "Whoa, what just happened?" Charlie exclaimed, looking around in disbelief at his new surroundings. "Did I just run here? That was faster than anything I'd ever seen." He then looked down at his hands, still feeling the tingling sensation of the mysterious energy, and said, "This power, it's incredible. I can run faster than lightning." Charlie was excited and confused, but he knew he had to use his power for good. From that day forward, Charlie practiced his super speed. He could run faster than the speed of sound, dash across the city in the blink of an eye, and even run up the sides of buildings. He knew he had been given a remarkable gift, and he decided to use his new abilities to help others. That's when he became Speedy Flash, the superhero. Determined to make the most of his powers, Charlie trained every day. He learned how to control his speed, how to move swiftly without causing harm, and how to use his abilities to outsmart the bad guys. He became not just fast, but smart, always ready to lend a hand or race to the rescue. One sunny morning, Speedy Flash heard about a group of bad guys who were causing trouble in the city. They were planning to steal all the toys from a toy store, leaving nothing for other children. Speedy Flash knew he had to stop them and save the day, so he put on his superhero costume, a bright yellow suit with a red lightning bolt across his chest, and he raced off to the toy store. As he arrived, Speedy Flash saw the bad guys carrying bags full of toys, trying to escape. In their rush to steal the toys, they had tripped the alarm and were trying to get away quickly. Lots of toys made it into the bad guys' truck already, but some toys were left scattered on the ground where they had been dropped in the rush. It was just a matter of time before the police arrived. But if the bad guys got their way, they'd be long gone by then. Speedy Flash had to act quickly. Every second counted. Speedy Flash focused his attention on the trucks already pulling away and loaded with stolen toys. Without a moment's hesitation, he sprinted into action, his feet barely touching the ground as he raced towards the escaping vehicles. He knew he had to stop them without causing harm to anyone inside or to the toys. Positioning himself with precision, he began to run in tight circles around the convoy of fleeing trucks, picking up incredible speed. As he sped up, his rapid movements started to generate a powerful wind. This wind very quickly escalated into a tornado, swirling around the trucks with such force that they were gently lifted off the ground. The drivers, dizzy and unable to proceed, found their vehicles stopped by the swirling air. With the trucks now caught in the eye of the tornado, Speedy Flash controlled the wind, carefully stacking the trucks on the side of the road, one by one, as if they were toy cars being neatly arranged by a meticulous child. The tornado, a product of Speedy Flash's incredible speed, not only stopped the bad guys in their tracks, but also protected the stolen toys from harm. Once all the trucks were securely stacked and the toys safeguarded, Speedy Flash stopped the tornado with a final blast of speed, calming the whirlwind as quickly as it had appeared. The bad guys, now thoroughly outmatched with no means of escape, stepped out of their trucks only to be greeted by arriving police officers. As the officers arrived on the scene, marveling at the sight of the neatly stacked trucks and the thwarted bad guys, Officer Duke called out to Speedy Flash, who was preparing to zoom back to the toy store.
"Speedy Flash, how do you do it? Every time you manage to save the day without a scratch," Officer Duke exclaimed, admiration clear in his voice.
Speedy Flash, pausing for just a moment, turned to the officers with a grin.
"It's all in a day's work, officer, but there's no time to waste."
Officer Johnson, stepping forward, added,
"We'll handle the perimeter. Go get 'em, Speedy, and thanks for making our jobs a whole lot safer."
With a nod and a flash of his signature smile, Speedy Flash replied,
"Just doing my part to keep the city safe, officers. I'll be back before you know it."
And with that, he was off in a blur, racing towards the toy store to prevent the burglary in progress. As Speedy Flash raced back to the toy store, he saw through the windows that the burglars were still inside, hurriedly stuffing toys into their bags, unaware of the chaos he'd already managed to prevent outside. Knowing he needed to act quickly and cleverly, Speedy Flash came up with a plan to stop the burglary without causing harm. First, he zoomed around the perimeter of the store, creating a sonic barrier that locked all the doors, trapping the burglars inside. Then, he started running laps around the inside of the store at such a high speed that he became a blur, impossible for the burglars to see with their eyes. As he ran, Speedy Flash knocked the bags from the burglars' hands one by one, using gusts of wind generated by his speed. The toys were gently lifted from their grasp and floated back to their shelves as if by magic, leaving the burglars confused and empty-handed. He moved so fast that the burglars didn't know what they were even fighting against. They got so scared, they curled up on the floor and gave up, bewildered and defeated. Speedy Flash flipped the alarm on and off to let the officers know they could come in. The officers arrived and they found the burglars waiting for them, too dazed to resist arrest. Speedy Flash, standing beside the neatly organized shelves with all the toys back in place, greeted the officers with a nod.
"Looks like you got us in the nick of time, Speedy Flash. How can we ever thank you?"
one of the officers asked, handcuffing the burglars.
"No need for thanks, just doing what's right," Speedy Flash replied with a wink.
With that, he gave a salute to the officers, and in a flash, he was gone, leaving behind a trail of good deeds and a toy store full of untouched toys ready for the children to enjoy. With the situation resolved and the toys safe, Speedy Flash vanished into the night, his heart filled with pride for a job well done. He had once again proven that no matter how fast the bad guys thought they were, Speedy Flash was always faster, always ready to protect the city and bring smiles to the faces of its citizens. And so, through many deeds like this, Speedy Flash became a legend in the city, a hero to all. Whenever someone was in trouble, they knew that Speedy Flash would be there in a flash, using his super speed to help out and make the city a safer place for everyone. And the city lived happily ever after, all thanks to their superhero. The end.
Ooh, that was fun. And in fact, this episode is a milestone for me. It's episode 56, and it's my first superhero story. I want to say thank you to my friends Pierce and Luke for asking for a superhero story. You boys inspired me to tell a new type of story, and I'm grateful for you, your parents, and the suggestion. I hope you enjoyed it, and who knows, maybe there will be more stories about Speedy Flash or other superheroes in the future. So, I thought long and hard about the character before I wrote this up. You see, when I was a kid, I think I could relate a little to him. Not Speedy Flash, but with Charlie, the always in a hurry and always being reminded to focus on what he's doing part. Looking back now, I think we all start out like Charlie. We're different, but we all have a superpower inside of us. And one day, whether through lots of practice or by an accident, we will discover it. And here's the coolest part. Our superpowers are not actually for us. They're for us to give to other people. Just like Speedy Flash. He could have used his powers to steal toys for himself. I mean, he's Speedy Flash. Who's gonna stop him? But if you really think about it, if he takes and takes and takes what he wants, eventually he's not going to have any friends. People don't want to be around that kind of person, so he'd just end up sad and alone. I'd even say another superhero might want to try and stop Speedy Flash. That's how it goes. Superheroes and supervillains, they don't really like each other, and a superhero always appears when people need them. Thankfully, Speedy Flash knows better than to use his powers for evil. Everyone is happier, especially himself, when he uses his powers for the good of all. As you get older and you develop your superpower, I would love to see you use it for the good of others. It won't always be easy, but you're going to love doing it. If you like this story, please tell me. Send me an email at hello@storytimewithdad.com. I always love hearing from listeners and knowing that I'm using my superpower of storytelling to put goodness out into the world. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again next time.